Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, hold on a second here. All right, so I guess there's a man trying to shoot an armadillo. Is it armadillo or armadilla? Armadillo. All right, it sounds more fun saying armadillo. Anyway, apparently he was trying to shoot this armadillo, and he shoots his mother-in-law instead. Now he's claiming it's an accident, right? I think this is being reported out of, hold on a second, WALB ABC News 10. Apparently authorities say a woman was accidentally shot by her son-in-law while he was trying to shoot an armadillo. The incident had a lot of people scratching their heads, even in law enforcement. According to investigator Bill Smith with the Lee County Sheriff's Office, in case there's an accident here, because this is out of Georgia, just circumstances, just all the way around, the whole situation was unusual. I love the southern accent. I should have never grown up where I grew up. I think I really belong to the South. I think it's so cool. Especially, can you imagine an armadillo running around your house? I would have so much fun having a pet armadillo. Anyway, Lee County Sheriff's deputy said 54-year-old Larry McElroy was outside when he fired his 9mm pistol at the armadillo. The bullet killed the animal. Why is he killing an armadillo? But it ricocheted off to hit a fence, went through the back door of his mother-in-law's mobile home, through a recliner she was sitting in, and into her back. Whoa. According to a report, McElroy was about 100 yards away from the home at the time. Now, McElroy's mother-in-law, no, don't be taking notes. Come on, you leave your mother-in-laws alone. No need to calculate this one. McElroy's mother-in-law, 74-year-old Carol Johnson, was, thank God, not severely injured. She was walking around on her own power and talking, according to Smith. It did not appear too severe. Now, apparently authorities are suggesting maybe using a shotgun instead to possibly avoid the situation like what happened Sunday. Alright, they say, yeah, I really think if you're going to shoot at varmints and whatnot, maybe use a shotgun with a spread pattern with a lot less range. They say, he says, at first I ask if they live in the city or county. Oh, this is according to, James Morgan, Doherty County Extension Coordinator. He goes, at first I ask if they live in the city or county because shooting is an effective way of getting rid of them. However, you have to be safe when you do it. Another option to get rid of the armadillos is using grub pesticide, which kills the insects that armadillos are usually trying to get to. No charges were filed in the case. Okay, if I tried to shoot at a scorpion, and mind you, I want to. Okay, I live in Las Vegas. And last year, you guys remember my Facebook, right? I mean, there were scorpions all up in my house, and it was scary stuff. Very, very scary. Because the smaller, the deadlier, and they're quiet. I'm sure an armadillo makes a lot of noise because he's got all that armor on him. There was one in my shower, in my bathroom, right by the shower. And so there I am standing half naked, which is scary in and of itself. You'd think I would scare the scorpion away, but no. He didn't budge. It was interesting. By the way, I was giving a talk yesterday to a bunch of women, a women's group, and my makeup started to run. And my makeup always seems to run. And then I realized, right? I mean, if you had to be my makeup, wouldn't you run too? So anyway, so I'm standing there half naked by the scorpion, and all of a sudden his stinger becomes erect. You know, now my husband was like, well, you know, maybe, you know, that's just what you do to male, you know, species. I'm like, no. Trust me, I did not look good in my 36-hour, you know, playtex bra. There's nothing sexy about that. This scorpion was ready to attack. So I go on Facebook, and I ask people what to do. You know, and some people said call SWAT. Some people asked if I had a torch. What's it called when you just, like a torch, like a blowtorch? And so I didn't. So I called my, he was 11 years old, my son, and, you know, for help. And, you know, he's freaked out, you know, hiding behind me. So I'm getting clothes on. You know, he's like, Mom, just kill already. I go, no, I got to Facebook one more time. So he's getting mad that I'm Facebooking it. And then I just end up getting a shoe. Now, the problem with my shoes is they're not like my dad's shoes used to be. When my dad used to have to kill a scorpion or a black widow, his shoes had those big, huge heels, right, that would snap. I know, because you used to get hit with the shoe, too. You know, real flat surface. Okay, well, my shoes, you got the little tiny baby pink little stiletto heel with a couple little rhinestones. I'm not going to kill nothing with that, even if I wanted to. I mean, please. Then I got my boots, but my boots, again, nothing flat. They're kind of, you know, floppy boots, you know, floppy boots. I don't know what I killed it with. I know I didn't have a fly swatter. We don't have flies in Vegas. You just don't have flies in Vegas. I rarely see a fly out here, probably because we got scorpions. So I sprayed hairspray on it because hairspray kills spiders. Did you guys know that? Yeah, I mean, I got tons of hairspray around the house, not for my hair. You've all seen my hair. It's because I don't want to kill the spider. And I know, I don't want PETA getting all mad that I'm killing spiders, but trust me, these spiders come after you in your sleep. And then when it was stunned, I hit it with my son's head. Not joking. No, I hit it with my son's shoe. And then it smudged all over the place, and I went out of town. I actually threw my son into a car, and I drove out to Laughlin, Nevada. I fled. Laughlin, Nevada is about an hour and a half drive from Las Vegas. I was like, we are getting the hell out of here. Luckily, my husband was also in Laughlin, so that was good, because I'm like, you know what, I need to run to my man, you know, and he's like, you know, I'll be your knight in shining armor, come out to Laughlin. So I did. All right. Yet, everybody on Facebook is like, did you clean up the smudge? Like, what the hell are you talking about? What smudge? They go, if you don't clean up the scorpion smudge, it attracts other scorpions. So now I'm thinking I'm going to come back to a house full of scorpions. I was freaked out. Our house was only like 1,200 square feet. I mean, it's a really small place. And I was like, what? So I didn't want to go back. I'm like, I'm going to just hang out in Laughlin. I'll do my radio show from out here, and we'll just see patients through Teladoc, which, by the way, we need to talk about Teladoc. So anyway, we got through it. But I'm surprised that they allow you to kill armadillos with you know, shotguns willy-nilly out there. But don't be shooting your mother-in-law. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry about that. Finishing breakfast. Big thanks to Genesis Communication. Look, I don't have time to eat, so I eat when I work. Very difficult to do when you're, you know, seeing patients. So I have to do it when I'm on radio. But you guys get to hear all my eats. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Okay, so my husband gets this thing in the mail. All right. And it says, Teladoc. Remember we talked about Doc in the Box? and tell a doc years ago where what you're going to start being able to do is get your doctor, you know, either by drive-through or through some telephone service, doc-in-a-box type of thing. Well, it's here. I mean, we all predicted it. And maybe it's good. Maybe it's going to work out for people. But here we go. Teladoc. There's a, it's sent out by Aetna. Now, I work with Aetna a lot. Aetna's a real good insurance company. I work with them a lot. And I'm not surprised. Aetna is, you know, one of the big heavy hitters when it comes to insurance companies. And so, of course, they're going to be very, very progressive when it comes to options in terms of patient access. So I'm not surprised. I still want to make fun of it, though. It says, Teladoc, feel better faster. Talk to a doctor within minutes. And you see somebody holding an iPhone-type phone. And there's a Dr. Jane Smith, kind of pretty lady. And you see a red button that says decline and a green button answer. Okay, so I'm looking at this first page of this Teladoc thing, and I'm like, wait a second here. Oh, my gosh. If somebody sees my stupid face come up, they're going to hit decline. All right? Excuse me, I got the hiccups. I mean, I don't want somebody to look at me on a phone. I mean, you know, so now I got to look phone ready. I mean, in person, people don't judge the way you look like you do on FaceTime. Uh-oh, I think I got the hiccups now. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so anyway. Okay, so now I turn the page. Now we're turning the page. And you see a woman. Apparently, they're showing, I don't understand. They don't show her face, but they show her bust. I mean, she's in a purple blouse, and she's kind of busty. Are you away? This is ridiculous. And then there's a little girl. Really? You guys have to use boobies for advertisement or this? Okay, so you open a page two, and you see a woman with a book in front of her. You see the little baby girl doing her homework, and she's on a computer. Okay, and then you go over here, and you open up this pullout, and it says, schedule a consultation. So you go online, and you call toll-free to provide medical history information and schedule a consult. So you're doing this all by the phone. Okay, so you've been in, all right, you know, Dahlia wax, I don't know, vaginal discharge, you know, history of unprotected sex. Okay, so you put all that in. Then it says, feel better faster. Oh, maybe the feel better faster is after you talk with the doctor. Okay, so then number two, talk with the doctor. After reviewing medical history, a doctor will call you back within minutes. Can you imagine a doctor looking at my history? They'll be like, Dahlia, I'm sorry, but your gynecological issues are a little way too much for us to handle. You know, your hemorrhoid problem seems to be really, really severe. I suggest you go straight to the hospital. I'm like, really? Let me FaceTime the hemorrhoids. Anyway, so there's Dr. Jane Smith. Again, it says decline or answer, and she's calling you back. Then it says pick up a prescription. If medically necessary, a prescription will be sent to your pharmacy of choice. Feel better faster. Now, some of you guys are like, okay, this is pretty cool, man. I'm going to sign up for this. Then, okay, let me see. Hold on a second. Okay, so you see the woman there. Okay, now you're opening up the full fold-out. So, I mean, it's a really cool fold-out. I got to admit, it's kind of crispy. I like crispy paper, you know? So it goes, you're busy, sick, and out of time. When you need care and your doctor is unavailable or you're considering the ER, 16 minutes to talk to a doctor from the comfort of your home or workplace with Teladoc. Now, I have to admit, it would be comfortable. I got this big hemorrhoid pillow that I could sit on at home. So if I don't have to drag my butt to the doctor and drive, I could just be sitting at home on my hemorrhoid pillow talking to the doctor. Then it says, pick up your prescription if medically necessary. The prescription will be sent to your pharmacy of choice. It's the better way to feel better. Okay? So you could do the Teladoc within minutes, urgent care versus ER versus doctor office, which could take hours to days. This is the 16-minute solution. All right? Corey, see, they sent this to my husband. Remember the whole Dahlia fiasco? I should write this company. Remember my husband got a advertisement for a piece of jewelry saying Dahlia would love this. You know, show Dahlia how much you love her. And I was like, wait a second, who's this Dahlia witch? And you know, are you cheating on me? So I called I wrote the company and I said, you know, thank you for notifying me that my husband had cheated on me. You know, this Dahlia woman, I mean, enough for her to, you know, you guys to make a necklace for this woman. Anyway, I mean, it was an uproar. We almost got divorced over that. So they go, Corey, did you know that the average ER visit takes 337 minutes in Nevada and the average cost of a visit to urgent care center is 156? So then they say to feel better faster, talk to a doctor within minutes. Now, then they talk about conditions. So you set up an account. It says treat conditions like allergies, rash and skin problems, sore throat, ear infection, and more. Ear infection. How the hell is your ear getting evaluated? Talk to a doctor for $40 or less. Less than an urgent care or ER visit. Teledocs never more than a doctor visit. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, kudos to Aetna for coming up with a way for people to get some easier access. Mind you, you have a lot of people that suffer from depression that don't want to get into a car. If we could come up with a way for people to have access, an easier way, you know, you feel bad, you feel negative, and, you know, your family is like, come on, go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor. Then, you know, the family gets the doctor on the phone, you know, and can run a credit card through the system or however the hell it's done, you know, and then get the doctor on the phone right there with Skype. That's pretty cool. I can't tell you how many times I am really constipated and I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm like, this ain't happening. I need a shoehorn or something. It would be cool to be able to call my doctor while sitting on the toilet. You see? Nothing's coming. What am I doing wrong? So I could have a lot of fun with this. I could really have a lot of fun with this. Especially with my colleagues. Trust me, most of my doctors have seen me naked. I really don't care about showing somebody a picture of me trying to poop. That's easy. But, okay, let's dissect this a little bit. Ear infection. How the hell is somebody getting evaluated for an ear infection by the phone? Somebody grabbing your pinnae? Pinnae, that's part of the ear. Stop it. It's part of the ear. Somebody grabbing your pinnae? You guys don't learn anything on my show. We went through anatomy. And, you know, opening up the canal, taking a look. Maybe the reason why your ear hurts is because you got a big clog of wax in there. Maybe you have a piece of crayon that your kid stuck in it. Maybe there's a dead cockroach. Maybe you have otitis externa, which is an ear infection that, is of the, canal. Maybe you have a perforation. Is anybody looking at the ear? No, it's on the phone. Okay, well, what could you say on the phone to a doctor to get them to prescribe you antibiotics? Oh, I went swimming and my ear hurts and I don't think it's wax because I ear candle or I use Q-tips or I don't have a wax problem. I think it's an ear infection. It really, really hurts and I'm kind of dizzy and I'm all right. Well, take an antibiotic. If it doesn't get better, come in. All right. I mean, I suppose you could do that. But see, here's my thing, okay? Medicine is an art. I was taught in medical school. Year after year after year, to not be half-assed. You doing a visit like that over the phone is half-assed. Did you hear what the patient said? The patient said dizziness. Dizziness. They have ear pain and dizziness. What else could that be? That may not be an ear infection. Anybody having dizziness should be evaluated a little bit deeper. Is anybody listening to the heart? Is anybody checking the carotids? You know, I mean, what else could be going on? Yeah, most of the time an ear infection is an ear infection. Or a sore throat is a sore throat. Let's take a look at allergies. I had a patient walk in going, Dahlia, I need some more allergy medicine. Need some more allergy medicine? Yeah, I like that nasal spray you give me. My nose keeps running. I go, wait a second. I gave you a prescription, and we're kind of now out of allergy season. You're telling me you still have allergies? Yeah, I'd like to use that some more. Go, let me take a look. No. I don't want you looking at my throat. I don't want you to use that tongue depressor. I go, let me use the tongue depressor. I use the tongue depressor. I go, you gotta let me take a look, you know? And boop, a tumor was on the back of his tongue. I go, why do you think you have allergies? Your nose isn't running. Well, because I always feel like I have to clear my throat. I always feel like I have postnasal drip. I go, that's not postnasal drip. That's a tumor. And we sent him to ENT. And I'm not saying all your guys' allergies are tumors. I'm not saying all your ear infections or dizziness could be a heart attack. But how the hell am I supposed to be doing good medicine, right, if I'm on the phone being a teledoc? Like a Teletubby. Teletubbies. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, many people think that doctors and lawyers don't get along. And I have lots of friends who are lawyers because a lot of the doctors don't want to be friends with me. Remember what I just said in the last segment. Many of them have already seen me naked, you know, for a variety of illnesses and ailments. And I think they're like, you want to know what I'm going to pass on coming over to your house. So I have some lawyer friends. So when I see this, I know, I really need a mechanic friend because I'm having some car issues. When I see a headline like this, lawyers are getting, this is a headline, I'm not saying this, lawyers are getting dumber. New figures show law school applicants achieving top grades halved in 5 years. When I see a headline coming like that, I'm stopping everything to read it, okay? I don't make as many lawyer jokes as you would think I should. You know, I used to make a lot of mother-in-law jokes. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law passed. So now that I really can't make mother-in-law jokes because I don't know if she's going to get mad at me from up in heaven. I think she made it to heaven. I know that was one of the jokes I used to make. And now I'm like, oh, I better not. May she rest her peace and rest her soul. Now I have to turn to lawyer jokes, but I don't want to do that because a lot of my friends are lawyers. Anyway, this article kind of caught my eye. They say law schools, according to Daily Mail, are being forced to accept students with lower grades as the number of academically gifted high achievers applying for law school has almost halved in the past 5 years. Research has found the number of students achieving the top 165 to 180 grade on the law school admission test, which is the LSAT, has fallen from 9,400 to 5,400 this year. In response, they say law schools are this year expected to enroll 8,700 students who scored less than 150 on the LSAT, compared to fewer than 7,000 in 2010. Law professors claim the figures clearly show that standards are slipping, leading to claims lawyers are becoming dumber. I'm going to debate this in a sec. There is concern that more students will fail to pass the bar exams at the end of their course. Okay, so you have this LSAT, which, see, I went through medical school, so we had an MCAT. And the MCAT, to me, had no bearing as to what kind of a doctor I was going to be. You know, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia. I mean, you know, you aced the SAT, you got, you know, National Honor Society, you know, and one of your schools, you were in the top five, you're, you know, you make it to medical school, but you don't even sound like you were even in the top 99% of your class. Exactly. You see? That's what I'm talking about. All right? I could take a test. I could easily take a test. In fact, I had to take our CDL test, and we heard from the grapevine that I did one of the best in the city on my test, and I did it the fastest. I could take a test. I can take a test. I can take a pregnancy test. I can take a test. That's easy. All right? But can I apply the stuff? Do I have the instinct? Okay? That's something that you can't test for on an LSAT or an MCAT, etc. So when people say that LSAT scores being lower mean these students are dumber, I disagree with that. All right? Because I think I'm not the one to talk on that. Intelligence encompasses a whole variety of attributes, okay? So, people think I'm intelligent. And I have to admit, I've done some real intelligent things. I've done some very intelligent things with patients. And I credit my intelligence to God stepping in. I credit my intelligence to instinct. I credit my intelligence to my teachers, to my mom and dad, you know, who told me, don't be stupid, or you're being too stupid. Really? I'm being too stupid? Okay, my father used to always tell me that. Oh, my gosh, you're completely stupid. So my brother's only 50% stupid, but I'm, like, completely stupid? Yes, you are completely stupid. Really? And then the other time, don't be too stupid. Okay, Dad, I'm just going to be a little bit stupid. Is that okay? You are being too stupid. So, anyway, that's what I would get from my family growing up. So I wanted to always show them that I wasn't too stupid. So if our law schools are starting to show a allowance of a lower entry point with a test, what does that mean? Well, lawyers have to interpret the law, okay? They have to represent people. They have to either defend or prosecute. And personally, their LSAT score, you know, them knowing the law to me is extremely important. But these lawyers that are winning cases are the ones that know how to manipulate the law. So, I mean, I'm not that worried that our lawyers having lower test scores going in are going to be taking care of our cases, because, I mean, if they don't know how to interpret the law right, you just go and get another lawyer. However, where I'm looking at this is it being translated to medicine. One of the reasons why law schools are not filling is because they were over inundated. Over the last few years during the recession, we've seen too many people, right, go into law school and then go and work in other fields with a law degree that they can't use. Okay? The reason why you have the bar in law, and the reason why we doctors have the boards, is because in case you got through undergrad and then medical school and law school, in case you got in under false pretenses, it's another sheet of armor that you have to deal with in order to get through. So let's say I snuck into medical school because I was flirting with the interviewer, which didn't happen, trust me, okay? Well, hi, I'd like to get into medical school. That wouldn't have happened, okay? But let's say my grades stunk. They just thought I was the best, you know, person since, I don't know, Madonna. Who knows? I get in, and they love me. It's great. All of a sudden, they give me a board. No, I aced my boards. All three of them I passed. All right? No problem. So that shows that I learned enough in medical school to at least know the basic amount of medicine. It can't test instinct, but it shows how you think. It shows how you do under pressure, and it shows how you do when you're sleep deprived. And I did it. I proved myself. Same thing with the bar. You got to pass a bar before you practice law, because they need to know that you have an understanding of law. And so, if I don't mind. If these people can't pass the bar, then they can't practice law. All right? So it solves itself. But what if people are looking at medicine the same way they're looking at law, as there's not enough incentive to go into the field? Are we going to be lowering in medicine our standards in terms of people coming in? Are we going to be like, okay, look, we just got to fill, you know, whatever quota we need in terms of numbers. So just take Dahlia and Joe and Bob, and let's just take whoever and fill up the class, because we really need doctors. All right. And you already see a deputizing of non-medical professionals to possibly start writing medicines and taking over care. All right? That's what I'm concerned about. If there's not enough incentive for somebody to do this, we may not have enough. And so, of course, I always look at everything from a health care standpoint. But I wouldn't look at an MCAT score or an LSAT score as deciding if you're ready for medicine or law. What I'm worried about is we have not enough people that want to even touch medicine, that they decide to go, look, you know what, we'll just make the boards easier, maybe we'll just grandfather people in, well, and this you know, mass deputizing could be a concern, all right? You know, we just talked about teledoc, you know, if we even see this as an issue, I mean, our lives are at stake, okay? Maybe a simple cough could be dealt with by a non-medical professional. But sometimes that cough is something deeper. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter. at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know what? This is ridiculous. I always hydrate, and then I sound like I'm, like, overly wet, spitting and stuff, so I apologize. I'll try to be more dry mouth so it doesn't sound as, swishy. Apologize about that. I really feel bad for some of the stuff you got to listen to on air, and I'm a part of that. So we finally have a volunteer for the first head transplant. The news came out a few days ago, and it's a Russian man who is hoping to be the first person to go through the first human head transplant surgery. Valery Spiridonov, he's 30 years old, suffers from Wernicke-Hoffmann disease, which is a terminal muscle-wasting disease that unfortunately has stopped his muscle growth, leaving his muscles unable to support his adult frame. He's obviously wheelchair-bound. And Italian neurosurgeon Dr. Sergio Canavero has reportedly been in talks with Spiridonov over Skype for the last 2 years. And Dr. Sergio Canavero had published a paper on the proposed surgery back in February. We talked about that, how there had been some cases with animals where some monkeys have lived, or a monkey had lived, but then still ended up dying eventually. So we're very, very nervous that something like this would be done on a human. The surgery would involve the removal of Spiridonov's head via a clean cut to his spinal column and the reattachment of his head to a functional body belonging to a brain-dead donor. The major nerves and arteries would be rejoined and the spinal column injected with polyethylene glycol to encourage cell membranes to join. Canavero believes that Spiridonov would be able to retain his own voice because of his larynx. Once the major nerves and arteries have been rejoined, the spinal column would be injected with this polyethylene glycol that encourages the fat in the cell membranes to join. Spiridonov, the patient, would then be in an induced coma for several weeks. I hope he gets a little bit of pain medicine for this one. And electrodes used to stimulate new nerve connections. He says he was going to be afraid of the surgery. You have to understand that I don't really have many choices. With every year, my state is getting worse. Now, can I first say, bless this guy for offering to do this. Way to go, Dr. Sergio for Canavera to, feel that he can help people who are quadriplegic, and people with a variety of conditions where they can't walk, they can't live. I mean, if this works, wow, I don't think it will. I'm very pessimistic. And seeing this 30-year-old man volunteer himself, I mean, as long as he's going into this, knowing the risks, I commend him for his valor. I'm scared for him. I know he's scared. And it's a huge gamble. It's transplanting a head. I mean, there are a lot of nerves, there's a lot of vessels, but the body isn't just, mechanical circuitry, okay? There's more to this, and the body is very, very smart. When something is foreign to it, all right, when something doesn't seem right, the body's defense mechanisms may kick into play, and then unfortunately this may not last. So I'm hoping this works, Interesting, according to CBCCA, they have a quick history of transplantation. The first transplant of a knee happened apparently back in 1908. That's when they were able to transplant knees. Now, remember, after the medicinal revolution that was done in the late 1800s, they were doing a lot of stuff that we do now, all right, but very grossly, archaically. And so, yeah, if they could try to reattach a limb or reattach, so it's not that they waited until now when we had robotic surgery and CAT scans and MRIs to do things. They were trying and attempting things back then. So, of course, the first transplant of a knee. Then 1909, the first recorded kidney transplant from animal to human. 1936, the first human-to-human kidney transplant. 1953, the first successful surgery using a heart-lung bypass. 1954, the first successful kidney transplant. Huh, want to know what the difference is between the 36 and the 54. First successful lung transplant was in 63. First successful liver transplant in 67. First successful heart transplant in 1968. First successful bone marrow transplant in 1973. First successful bowel transplant 1988 to 1992. And the first successful hand transplant 1998. So, I mean, it makes sense that they would want to go to, head. Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Doctors have figured out why your knuckles crack. Now, I always learned it was the synovial fluid. And I guess the reasons have been debated by scientists for a while now. The synovial fluid is the fluid in your joint. So Canadian researchers used MRI video to observe what happens in a finger joint when it cracks. So the MRI was used to observe the 10 finger joints of one person. Let me see if... There. Okay. Oh, I only cracked one. Anyway, the MRI was used to observe the 10 finger joints. The volunteer inserted the fingers one at a time into a tube connected to a table that was slowly pulled back until the knuckle joint cracked. MRI video recorded each knuckle crack in the less than 310 milliseconds it took to occur. A cavity forming rapidly inside the joints appeared to be the cause of the familiar popping sound, according to a study that was published a couple days ago in the Journal of P+1. Specifically, the cracking was associated with the rapid creation of a gas-filled cavity within the synovial fluid that lubricates the joints. So, there's a vacuum. And the vacuum that's created within the synovial fluid, so we were still right, but, you know, all right, there's a gas vacuum. As the joint surfaces suddenly separate, there's no more fluid available to fill the increasing joint volume, so there's a cavity, and that event is what is associated with the sound. There is also a white flash before the knuckle cracked, something that had never been observed before. It's likely caused by water suddenly being drawn together just before the joint cracks, according to Dr. Kowchuk. The findings may open the way for his new research into the... I'm laughing about the knuckling. For new research into the potential benefit or damage of cracking your knuckles. Here's the thing. It is so easy to study. If knuckle cracking is bad for you, you get a whole bunch of people with hand arthritis, okay, not necessarily rheumatism, and you ask them if they were knuckle crackers and how often they did it. Then you have another study of a whole bunch of people that have always been knuckle crackers, and then you go and you evaluate their hands for arthritis. It's very easy. I would probably maybe crack my knuckles once a week. If I heard somebody else crack their knuckles, then I would. But I was never big on it, and my hands do feel stiff, but it's just because I get, you know, arthritis type stuff, and I use my fingers a lot. I type a lot. I, you know, flip people off when I drive. I mean, my fingers are always in use. So they, you know, I'm not surprised that I have arthritis in my fingers. But I mean, guys, it's not rocket science. It's a very, very easy test. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about e-cigs. Apparently, e-cigs are on the rise, but we have more concerns of danger because these flavorings were designed to be ingested, not inhaled. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.